my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor, and how are you today? It is Tuesday. We're in the midst of our Pastors and Workers Conference. The convention center, it is amazing this year. And the convention center is open early this morning, and a coffee, I don't know the time. I want to say 8:30, but it probably is 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Coffee, donuts. Have you ever had a Stan's Donuts? Ho, 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 ho. They are amazing. Stan's Donuts. Years ago, I was listening to that fellow, Mark Levine, a right-wing conservative radio talk show. So it had to be about 10 years ago. He goes, I used to live in Sunnyvale, California. Well, that's our neighboring city. And he said, hey, a fellow called in from Santa Clara. He said, have you ever been to Stan's Donuts in Santa Clara? Ho, ho, ho. The line is out the door. It's just amazing. It's like Mickey's, you know, in Walkertown that used to be there. Not a fancy building, but people would line up to get in there. So today, will you pray for that, where the convention center is open. We have services this morning, sessions this morning, another service this morning, lunch together. Great. It's Inspiration Night. Wonderful preaching tonight. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope that you'll be listening very carefully through the day and join us. Here's a great song. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy I am telling. He made all the darkness depart.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, filled my soul.
Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal, from His precious hand I received.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. The Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day.
I tell you what, I love every day. I love it when I'm with the little kids, elementary. I love it. I love it with high school kids, college kids. I love church, being with my people. But I also love being with the people of God that's come to Pastors and Workers Conference. I love fellowshipping. I love talking. I love visiting. Now, it's strange because, Brother Ethan, by nature, I think you would know this, I'm a shy person. But like if I would go to a meeting, I would not try to be the life of the meeting. I just sort of, you know, sneak in and get in there and whatever. If I was preaching, I like to shake hands with people, but I don't have to be the life of the party. But I just love being with people. I love being with these delegates. You pray for today. We're in Psalm 119. I have one of my two real favorite words in the Bible, just favorites. One I circle all the nearly 800 times it's found, and one I underline over 1,000 times it's in the Bible. I love it. But Ethan, in Psalm 119, it's only on two times. And I want to look at those two times today with you in just a moment. How about when I've traveled my last mile? That's amazing because that song was playing. We talked about this. It's no big deal. Don't worry. Don't send me any medicine or any sleeping pills. I don't sleep much. But I was telling Ethan, as Brother McCurry, you know, as you get older, I really don't want to sleep much because I have so much more I want to get in whatever days God gives me. I don't want my last days, whatever they are, another day, another week, another month, another year, another 5, another 10. I don't want the last days. I don't want to just play. I don't want a vacation. And if my wife wants to go somewhere, I want to go with her. I just want to be with her. And yeah, nothing wrong with a vacation. But both of us pretty much we like going to church. Now, we're going to go on a vacation at the end of sometime next year to Georgia, all that, you know, and Tennessee, some of those areas. But I tell you what, I just love what I'm doing. Here's the song. When I've traveled my last mile, this is from Golden State Baptist College, these young people. I think you'll enjoy it. If it's not too late, if you don't live far away, get to the conference tonight. Drive on in. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Someday when I've traveled my last mile here, the call will be coming for me. Then I'll enter.
By the way, I want to tell you, I'm going to finish the book of Psalms this week. And we're finishing Psalm 119, but we will have worked our way all the way through the book of Psalms. You've been so patient with me, and I appreciate you so very much. The word, I love it. I love this word, great. Great simply means abundance or more numerous. It's great. It's wonderful. Everything. And in my Bible, and you've heard me say it, so I've underlined, double underlined, triple underlined the word great everywhere in red. I just saw righteousness. I missed that one. But I also have righteousness, and I have wickedness in blue ink, and I have righteousness or righteous in red ink. And this word great is found only two times in this passage. 162, verse 16, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. And then 165 is our verse, great, great abundance, more numerous, overflowing, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I have a phone like you do, an iPhone, but I don't have voicemail, but I do have texting. And if I text you back, you know, if you've texted me, whenever I get to the word, whenever I say something with great, I always capitalize every letter. I always capital G, capital R, capital E, capital A, capital T, great or greater or greatest. I love that word great. And I love it when people say, how you doing, Brother Treiber? Great. Doing great. I want to do great in life. I didn't say be great. I want to do great. I want to do life. I want it to be great. I want it to, God does so much for us. He just overabundant. I stand in awe of his word, and I stand in awe how great he is, and great is thy faithfulness. 100 years old last year. Oh God, my father, October of 1923, my dad was about a 5-month-old baby boy, and that song was written. He was 100 years old had he been alive last year. Great is thy faithful, great, great, marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Grace that is greater, greater than all my sin. Take your Bible and mark your Bible. Take this Psalm 119 and mark all these Bible words that we're finding. And would you please mark this word heart, 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 heart that we talked about yesterday. And will you please mark these two times? Great, great peace. I learned this, I believe in college. I heard it for the first, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. There's so many messages there, but I want to look at the first part, great peace. I want to have peace. What would I have to do? Love the law. And nothing shall offend them. There's a message right there, God's people. Thank you for praying for this conference. It's Tuesday. We just have tonight and tomorrow morning, tomorrow night, and our conference is over. Some of you are not there, are here at this conference, but you're praying for us. I appreciate you. Father, bless the listeners, we pray, worldwide for Revival Time. And the meeting is here today. Give us a good day for thee. If we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.